I'm your host, Matt McBrayer of Roaring Fork Help Desk, in studio with Louie the Computer Guy.
Hey, Matt.
Hello.
Test one, check, check one.
This is Geek Speak.
Yes, it is.
Support comes from your membership and from Louie the Computer Guy, providing PC and Mac repair, networking support, tutoring, and web design. Be secure, informed, and connected. 948-7992. And from Umbrella Roofing, providing roofing contractor services, gutter installation, and architectural sheet metal fabrication for the Roaring Fork and Eagle Valleys. Umbrella Roofing can be reached at umbrella-roofing.com and 704-9130. All right. So we were talking about etiquette before the show, so we were going to do some email etiquette, some phone etiquette, and a few others.
We were talking about passive-aggressive behavior.
As well.
To that I say, whatever. So, I was actually, over the weekend, I'd heard somebody talking about passive-aggressive behavior, and I'm like, you know, I think I know what that means, but I want to look it up. So I got online and I Googled. I pulled up about three different articles, and I was surprised to see that there's a tool that most of us carry with us every day that can very effectively be used as a tool of passive-aggressive behavior, and that being a cell phone. So specifically, they were talking about how when you're right in the middle of a conversation with somebody and pulling your cell phone out and starting to text somebody else is, you know, it could be a number of different things. Like Matt and I were saying, like, well, I guess Matt and I are passive aggressive to each other all the time because we're constantly doing that. But I think all bets are off when it's two tech guys. That's, you know, my take on it. But, you know, if you start texting somebody else while you're talking to one person, that could be perceived as a passive aggressive behavior. And so it made me kind of dig a little bit deeper and go, you know, how have cell phones changed the face of our, you know, society and our social situations and interactions? And actually came up with a really good, this is a Huffington Post article that has a number of really good ideas. But let me ask you first, Matt, what's your number one pet peeve thing, something that people do with cell phones?
Blowing up my device.
Yeah?
Yes.
How many calls does it take to blow up your device?
Four interactions or more.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, pretty much everything I do goes to my email. Mm-hmm. So if you leave a voicemail, it goes to my email. If, you know, if you email me, obviously it goes to my email. I mean, I kind of use that as an aggregation point. So, you know, I check my email first and foremost. And, you know, so if I have a voicemail in there, I'll call you back. If I have an email in there, I'll respond to it or call you, whatever I need to do. So, but yeah, blowing up your device, since I have several different ways to get a hold of me. And some people like to use all of them at once. And that's a pet peeve.
I just had a really cool idea. What if you came out with like a SD card that, rather than being an SD card, it actually like would start emitting smoke, you know, after a certain amount of, after somebody's like blown your phone up enough?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be cool? Go, look, dude, you're blowing my phone up. Smoke coming out.
We'll have to do a little Bluetooth thing that melts some sort of plastic, yeah, or something. So you're like
Bluetooth controlled smoke machine,
right? There we go.
So yeah, so anyway, where's that music coming
that's
from?
Coming from my phone.
Is it?
Yes.
There we go. Number one cell phone etiquette thing.
Yeah, turn off your ringer when you're on the air.
Mute your phone before Geek Speak. So I'm going to kind of tick down the list here a little bit, hitting some of the high points. Some of them are a little bit okay, here, number four, avoid texting during face-to-face conversations. So that one actually made the list. And so let's see, what are some of the good ones here? Avoid personal topics when others can hear you.
On the phone.
Like, duh. Right?
Yeah.
It's like, yes. My social security number is...
blank.
So... well, that's so-and-so. He's such a tool. So there's one. Let's see. Oh, here's a no-duh. P- put your phone's ringer on silent mode in theaters and restaurants.
There you go.
So, you know, something I've noticed, I don't know if your phone does this or not, but the new iPhones have the motion sensor, and all you have to do to get the phone to wake up is pick it up. Well, didn't do it that time, but the minute you first pick it up after it's been sitting for a while, it wakes up. So that's almost like something you need to make sure not only, you know, it basically don't light up your phone screen in a dark theater.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one. That's a good one. And but you have to be careful with these newer phones because
that's a function you can turn on and off on the Androids.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to RTFM about that. And
read the manual, yes.
See how to do it on my iPhone. So
you're listening to Geek Speak on KDNK, 963-2976. If you're a little further out, 970-963-2976. What's your pet peeve?
We like it when people are far out. Don't
yes,
we?
Far yes. out. Yes. Exactly.
If you're far out, call us. My pet peeve, let's see if it's on here. Well, there's the hang up and drive. There's that one. We got a phone call coming in.
All right.
All right.
You're on with the geeks.
Hey, geeks. It's Donna, your friendly foreign correspondent.
Do you have good phone etiquette today?
I was going to say you're far out foreign correspondent.
Nice. Well, all you have to be is from Southern California, and you just actually, isn't that more Northern California?
Nope.
No?
Very okay. Southern, yep.
No, I mean to be far out.
Oh, I mean, yes.
Don't you get more far out the further north you go?
That's right, yes.
So.
Especially, yes. Did we ever talk about WhatsApp?
Yes, I used it on my last trip to Denver. It was very useful since the pass was closed and all kinds of fun shenanigans on the way there and back.
Well, I've used it to, I think we used to correspond when my daughter did her semester abroad in Prague.
Oh, wait. I was thinking of Waze app, not WhatsApp.
Uh-oh.
Well,
now we got to talk about that, too.
Yeah.
So what do you use WhatsApp for, Donna?
We used it. We, you know, 73 Viasat people went to Banff skiing.
Mm-hmm.
And we used it on the slopes to coordinate where people were going to meet and where people were going and what bus and all that stuff. It worked out really well. Actually, people could post pictures and all kinds of things on it. But it worked out really well because you can create different groups. You can email or text message somebody individually or create your own little group or post to the entire group. But it's basically a group chat app.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is you can actually also create a special phone number, I think, and then people can call you on that phone number. So it's like a private line, so to speak.
Wow.
But we used it specifically for texting to an entire group of people because it would have been very difficult to use SMS or, you know, text messaging on your phone, especially when you're in camp, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So it worked out really well.
You don't think that maybe texting while you're skiing is a little bit dangerous?
Well, only if you don't want to drop your phone. But yeah, it worked out. It worked out well for that, for group chat. Yeah, so I just wanted to mention that app.
Nice.
Have you used it, Matt?
I think I have it installed on my phone, but I've never actually used it.
Okay, it's WhatsApp, WHATSAPP.
Mm-hmm. It's
for those people who've never used it.
Yeah, it's owned by Facebook.
Yes. Anyway.
Wow. The Zuck has his fingers in this yet one more thing.
Yes.
So was it originally started by Facebook or?
I don't believe so.
I think
it was someone else.
I think they bought it, actually.
They assimilated them.
Yes.
Nice.
You know. Yeah. So.
What's your number one cell phone pet peeve, Donna?
My number one cell phone pet peeve.
Yeah, like as far as social ingrace.
Oh, I just, when you're having a conversation with somebody and they start looking at their phone, I guess that would be probably it. Or people who are talking loudly and they don't really realize it when you're in a public place, you know, those kinds of things.
Well, those are good ones. Yeah, I agree. I kind of started out the show by saying that I read an article about passive aggressive behavior, and they basically said that one way of being passive aggressive is to start looking at your phone while you're talking to somebody. You know,
oh, okay.
You know, yeah. Allowing the phone to be the instrument of diversion, of just saying, you know what, you're really not that important to me right now.
Yeah, that's passive. Yeah, I could see that, you know, right. Yeah, so, I've experienced that.
I've actually got a really good Huffington Post article on screen that I've been kind of reading through, and one of them is one I really like is the 10-foot proximity rule, and that is keep a distance of at least 10 feet from the nearest person when you're talking on your cell phone.
You know, oh, that's good, right.
You know, give them a, you know, use a physical, you know, cone of silence, as it were, you know, to isolate yourself from it. And, of course, there's the talking too loud part, you know, that, you know, when you're using your cell phone in a public place to be, you know, keep your voice low. Mm-hmm. And avoiding personal topics, not texting while you're having a face-to-face conversation. And here's a really good one. This is one, like, they have a list of cell phone etiquette for kids. Mm-hmm. I love this one. Always take calls from the person who's paying your bill.
That's good. That's good. You know, if for some reason I am talking to somebody and I get a text or a phone call that I have to take, I usually, of course, just decline. But if for some reason I'm just very apologetic. Mm-hmm. You know, about, oh, you know, I just, you know, or I mention about what it's about or something, you know, because I do think it's rude to, a lot of times when I'm with somebody, I'll just turn my ringer, you know, to do not disturb, so that way I don't mm-hmm. get any, and if I'm in a meeting at work, I'll turn my phone over, so I don't even see what comes up. I turn it off and then turn it over.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that I tend to do, because I do think it's, you can be really rude very easily to people.
I've actually taken to, I will generally leave my phone in the car when I go into an appointment anymore. The only time I take it with me is if I think that I may have, that it may be my only avenue towards my favorite reference, resource, that being the internet. You know, right. If I'm going to work on a computer that is broken and not on the internet, and I'm going to need the internet to fix it, that's the only time I'll take it in. But same thing, I'll turn it face down, make sure it's on silent. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's you know, one of the other things on this list is it talks about establish phone-free times or zones, you know, whether it's a part of the house where there's no, you know, no cell phones, or just basically saying, you know what, I leave my phone in the other room when I sit down at the dinner table, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think it's all stuff that can make our lives a lot better. You know?
Well, you know, just as a side note, I was recently in an appointment with somebody who I was paying by the hour, mm-hmm. and they said, "Oh, excuse me, but I just have to, you know, email my daughter quickly." I'm like, and I just flat out said, "I hope you're not charging me for that time."
Mm-hmm.
And because I thought that was really kind of rude, because right before she did that, she actually turned on the timer on her phone. Okay, we have, you know, 45 minutes, and she put her timer on, and then she said, oh, just a minute, I need to email my daughter.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a disconnect there, isn't there?
Yes. You know, so mm-hmm. you're right. When people are paying you for your time, that's exactly right. You don't want to be using your phone, like, for personal reasons. So
well,
anyway.
You know, I had somebody get cranky with me, a similar situation, you know, when I did take my phone in to a call. But it was like I'm sitting there running this, you know, they insisted on, you're going to remove the virus from my computer, and it's not, the computer's not going to leave my house.
Mm-hmm,
and so
right.
It's like, you know, it's like 23% virus scan sitting there chugging away.
Right.
And I'm like, it's like, well, I can either sit here and twiddle my thumbs, or do you have any Sudoku books, or, you
right.
know, I mean,
or
right. I'm going to send a couple emails,
right.
you know, but anyway, you know, a little communication goes a long ways, you know, just
it does,
to
absolutely.
Let people know. And
so very good. Okay, yeah. Well, I'll listen to the
I have one
show.
Other little tip, and that is, and I didn't know this. This is a new ground rule that I was unaware of. If a game of phone tag goes on for 4 calls, it is within the boundaries of proper etiquette to end the game and stop calling.
Okay, that's good.
If one of the parties on a game of phone tag leaves a message that says, "Tag, you're it," you are free to not return the call. I guess that's like a phone tag foul.
What was this? Yeah, right. What was this article in?
It's Huffington Post,
okay,
and it's cell phone etiquette, 15 rules to follow with illustrations. So,
oh, I like it.
You know, in case you're having difficulty understanding, they have some really nice little line drawings of people doing stuff.
Well, I'm going to get off the phone so other people can call and ask you guys questions. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Donna. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Geek Speak on KDNK, 963-2976.
Can we put some echo on that next time?
We need to get somebody else.
Echo effect. Oh, look at there. Oh, another call.
Oh, too late.
Oh, it's that guy again. Darn.
He was probably telling us our Windows computer was broken.
The robots are trying to call.
Yes.
At least it wasn't a modem.
Please try call back if we missed you.
Yeah.
Or wait until you're out of the canyon,
perhaps. Set your modem to 24 baud and dial 963-2976.
24 baud? My goodness.
I talk fast. What can I say?
All right.
Huh? I thought we had another one, and they gave up again.
All right.
So, anyway. Oh, there we go.
You're on with the geeks.
Do you guys have a tax program, do-it-yourselfer, that you really like?
Are you doing something simple? Are you doing like a 1099 EZ?
No, not simple. I use TurboTax now, but every year it gets more expensive, and they make you buy a higher version to get it to do, you know, anything involving any investments, and just in general, Intuit seems to be circling the drain, so I'm looking at options.
Okay.
What about, isn't Tax Act one of the...
Yeah, there's several other ones available. Yeah, there's like Tax Act, and then doesn't H&R Block have one as well?
Yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think that's the one that my bookkeeper uses. But, you know, I'm smart enough to not do my own books. So I pass it on over. But, you know, I know what you're talking about with the TurboTax. It seems like every year it's, you know, they just want more and more as the years go on. So... How about you, Matt?
I just use TurboTax.
Do you?
Because I get the business one for my corporation. Then I have to get the home and business one for my other business and my personal.
Got it.
So it's a lot of money.
So, sorry.
Yeah, I do the home and business, and it's like $100.
Yeah. And then they give you one free state, in air quotes.
Right.
So you can at least. But Colorado's not too difficult if you look at the form. But if you want to have them do it. That's how it is. Yeah. There's some other online ones. Let's see here. Credit Karma, I think, has been advertising one. I'm not sure how in-depth it goes.
But, you know, any company that gives you free credit reporting can't be bad. You know, that's what I was going to say.
All right. So, but anyway, you'd have to go do some research. Those are the ones I can think of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Taxes. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Corporate taxes are due next week, so.
I discovered the wonders of the extension last year.
Yes.
Yes. And so I'm a crazy man during August and the beginning of September instead of
that's my busy
March
season. I'm
and
not
the beginning
do...
of April.
I'm not going to do that to myself.
Yeah. It's like we got another. Oh, did we?
Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah.
You're on with the geeks.
Hey, it's Alan. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Good. How are you, Alan?
Good. So here's a... Hey, Louie. Here's a phone etiquette thing for you. What drives me crazy is when I'm in a conversation with someone and their phone rings and they just pick it up and answer it. Without, you know, like, that's okay.
Like no...
Like what I'm saying and what our conversation is on is less important than whoever happens to be calling at that moment.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there is a big, big subliminal message there, you know, and...
I had a roommate who would do that, and it just drove me crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's really no different, if you think about it, than, you know, if I'm sitting there having a conversation with you and somebody else walks up, and, you know, they're, like, kind of wanting to join, and I just, like, shut you down and just turn and start talking to them, you know?
Right.
It's like, you just don't do that, you know?
Yeah.
So, at least,
but people are really comfortable just ending whatever conversation you're in to pick up a phone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because that cell phone's so important.
Well, right, and you know, it's kind of like the old days when you had a phone at home and it rang and you picked it up.
Yeah.
And I think that that leftover kind of etiquette that is different, though.
Well, yeah.
A phone with you 24/7, then it's a different, you're in a different relationship with it than when you're at home.
Very different, right? You know. I mean, that it blows my mind when I think about, you know, it's like, what did we do?
Right.
How did we survive? Right. You know, I find myself, you know, I'm getting called in the carpet because I am late for dinner. And I say, well, I was out of cell coverage. And my wife will say, they didn't have a landline. And, you know, and I'm like, well, they did.
They did. They do. And I appreciate the people who have stuck with landlines and resisted cell phones to this day. They're out there. So.
Yeah. For sure. The only downside to landlines is, boy, the amount of spam phone calls. Oh, it's just.
Oh, yeah.
I have a landline that forwards to my phone number and to my cell phone. And, all the junk comes from that number.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes from there. So.
Yeah, mine's the same way.
Well, there you go.
All right.
I thought.
Thanks for the call, Alan. Take care.
Bet. Bye.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so sign up for the no-call list and then be brutal about reporting.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed to I've reduced mine about. Between 60% and 75%.
Really?
Yeah, because every time I get a spam call, it's like, "Who are you? How'd you get this number?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you calling me?"
Yeah.
And then I fill in the form on the donotcall.gov and send it off. And
mm-hmm.
Oh, and there was did you see the article about the huge leak of 1.38 billion email addresses?
No, Where did those come from?
So it came from a spam. Company had their backup set up incorrectly and somebody was able to get their database, and so hopefully this causes some problems for them. But
as a company that had been sending spam,
one of the spammers leaked their database on accident.
Nice. That's impressive though. 1.83 billion email addresses. That's
well, how many it's like how each person has like what, six, you know? So it's only
see. I think I've got probably
so
yeah. There's the ones that I use to like troll on Facebook with, you
mm-hmm.
know, and so if any of you guys see a Facebook avatar that looks like an actual troll, that's me just putting it out there.
So, nice.
I couldn't resist. I'm like, I've got to have a Facebook account with a troll for an avatar.
Did you get a domain like facebooktroll.com for the...
No, but I'm going to look that up right now. I guarantee you it's taken.
I'll bet so.
So, you know, my last name is spelled G-I-R-A-R-D-O-T. So it's Girardot if you pronounce it phonetically. I went and one day I had this brilliant idea. I'm like, I'm going to get Girardot.com. Somebody's already got it. Can you believe, you know?
Oh, darn.
Really? Who thinks of that?
Well, there's so many other TLDs now, top level domains, like .com, .org, .xyz. That's literally a TLD you can have now.
I'm old school though, man. I'm sorry.
.com,
.info just doesn't get it. You know?
No.
It's like, I don't want info about that. I want com, you know? So anyway, it's, Donna just texted in, she said something about reverse phone number lookup. I use that to.
I Google numbers that call me
mm-hmm.
and see what interesting things come up.
So unless you want to be Googled, don't call Matt.
Yeah.
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 It doesn't, feel good. Trust me.
If you leave a message, then I won't Google you.
There you go.
But unless it's like the transcription or message too short to transcribe.
Yeah.
If I get that message, then I'm Googling you and I'm going to see if other people are reporting you.
Yeah. Have you been getting these crazy ones that say something about support system? Like if somebody calls, like does a Google voice message and they don't leave a message, there's like in the initial thing that comes up in your notification center, it says something about support center, blah, blah, blah. When you open up the actual transcription, it's not, the text isn't there.
No, I haven't seen that one.
I'll show it to you.
Interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. Well, Donna was saying that whitepages.com was a good place to do reverse lookup. And
I use them as one of the sources.
They don't start like asking for money like really soon or whatever.
They usually give you they'll give you like the first letter, last name, and the phone number, and maybe the city it's in.
Yeah,
maybe a little bit more than that. It's been a little.
Well, you know, I found reverse lookup can be kind of handy because sometimes that pesky phone number that keeps ringing can be like the loan company for like the loan payment that you spaced out.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And the more days you ignore it, the worse things get for you. So it's better to at least know. It's like, okay, it's some guy trying to sell me vinyl siding, or it's Wells Fargo and I forgot to send my payment in, you know, or whatever, you know. So it can be anywhere from super important to super not important.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's why I check everyone that doesn't leave a message, just to make sure.
Yep. Well, I do when I have time.
So. Yeah. Well, yeah. I do it in the evenings.
Yeah.
If I'm out during the day.
Yeah. Well, they've wasted another perfectly good 25 minutes of their lives.
Yep.
Listening to Geek Speak. So.
That's right. Lots of good information today.
Yeah.
Apparently the pet peeves were important.
Yes.
That's right. It's good to know what bothers other people.
Don't pet your peeves.
All right. You've been listening to Geek Speak on KDNK. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer, with Roaring Fork Help Desk, in studio with Louis Gerardo of Louis the Computer Guy.
Thank you so much, Matt, for running the board.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Have a great evening, everyone. See you next week.